Good morning. Welcome to Merriweather Beach. Another beautiful morning for the Beach Business Breakfast Podcast Show. Merriweather Beach's favourite podcast show, voted unanimously by
Dave and
everyone.
Yes.
And everyone. So this morning we have Emily. How are you, Emily?
Well, thank you.
Looking very bright and summery.
Oh, thank you.
This is great.
Feeling
fantastic.
It too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's middle of winter, so we're allowed to wear jackets under our Hawaiian shirts, which is good. So just a reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month, 7:30 to 8:30 in Merriweather Surf Club Function Room. $10 gets you a great breakfast and the opportunity to network informally with some other great business people. So we welcome everyone along, beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au for all the info. So Emily, tell us a bit about how you got into social media with your business Rumble.
So my business is called Rumble Social Media. I've always had an interest in marketing. So at the moment I'm still undertaking my Bachelor of Business, but my major's in marketing.
Good.
I've been doing that for a little while now, part-time. It feels like it's dragging on for a while, but I'm nearly finished.
Is that through Newcastle?
No, that's through Open University.
Okay.
So I'm completing my studies through Swinburne in Melbourne.
Cool. So that's distance education.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what did you do before that?
Did you have a real job before that?
Yes.
What were you doing before that?
I was actually working in a stockbroking firm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in an administration capacity there.
Yep.
But my roles previous to that were all marketing based, predominantly in the hospitality industry.
Okay.
And that's actually how this came to be. I was speaking to a previous employer. And he said that since I had stopped undertaking their social media and putting a little bit of effort in, he noticed a decline in their sales.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like a restaurant or a restaurant.
Yeah, cafe, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yep.
It just sort of fell in my lap, that opportunity.
So what sort of social media were you doing for those guys, the cafe? What sort of things?
I was doing a little bit of marketing in terms of like loyalty cards, that sort of thing. So I set up a loyalty program for them. But I was also doing their Facebook and their Instagram, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started doing it again and it's like, woo, it worked.
Yeah, it worked. So I obviously saw some value in it.
Happy to pay you for it this time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so with the stockbroking, what was the administration role? What was involved there?
I guess I was in an office manager type role. So there was a little bit of event marketing and that sort of thing involved, but it was a lot of support to the advisors and the stockbrokers. So
you weren't picking all hot stocks?
No. I did have a little bit of luck personally. I wouldn't. I'm definitely not the right person to be asking.
Yeah, because something like the internet's really changed stockbroking, hasn't
it? Absolutely,
A long, long time ago, it was all, people standing around rooms and shouting numbers at people and people writing things up on boards.
Now they just have to take a film clip of the board that's at the stock exchange with numbers on it and then talk over that.
Or
you nobody at the stock exchange.
It's online and a lot of people are doing their own trades
and
that sort of stuff.
I certainly still see the value in advice, and there is a stigma attached to that industry. I guess movies like Wolf of Wall Street, that sort of thing, create a little bit of a stigma, but my experience wasn't anything like that.
Well, very, very boring.
So
what are some of the sort of types of posts or techniques or things that actually worked well for a cafe? Like, what did you do that was filling the seats or whatever, selling milkshakes or whatever they were trying to achieve?
As much as it was about posting and putting things out there, it's just as much about community engagement. So you can put up a photo of, I don't know, a special or something like that. I find that if it's a good mix of professional photography and just kind of ad hoc, what we call user-generated content, maybe content that someone else has posted and we'll repost that and thank them for sharing.
And the benefit of that is that they'll often share that with their network. That's the rub, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But responding to those comments as well is really important.
And did you ever have many complaints, like of some businesses when they're first getting into social media? One of their trepidations is like, oh, suddenly I'll be bombarded with all the complaints that I never hear about that may not exist.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, people will say bad things about me on Facebook,
which yep.
obviously it's better if you know that they're saying it. But what was your experience with any kind of negative feedback?
I mean, cafes are always going to get negative feedback. Everyone's expectations are different.
It's like, you burnt my coffee.
Yeah.
Or coffee was too late. Coffee was too cold. I didn't like where I sat, or it was too noisy or too quiet.
That's the best feedback for businesses. Yeah. Like, as soon as you know that there's something wrong, you can rectify it.
Yeah.
So
it's free market research, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. So a lot of the businesses, well, all of the businesses that are my clients, they look at that quite favourably because,
And did that follow on that you actually, like, changes would happen as a result of feedback? Like, someone would say, oh, I really don't like the pot plant next to the front door. And you would pass that on and be like, I think you need a new pot plant.
Yeah, but, absolutely. And there have even been customers that have come into that cafe in particular that have changed, like went back and changed their review, and no one has asked them to. It's just because we've given them some great customer service.
You don't try and ban them. Say, You're never welcome back.
None of that.
Yeah, no soup for you.
try and create a storm of argument.
No, it's nothing.
Storm
like
the coffee.
People just want to be heard and have their problem solved, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about problem solving.
So with the user generated content, is that like people might be there having breakfast or lunch or something, and then they get something and the meal looks fantastic, and they take a photo, and then 18 seconds later it's on Instagram and people are commenting and all that sort of stuff, and is that the sort of thing that
absolutely that's exactly spot on.
So does that mean you're like you're sort of what search filtering or watching for
monitoring.
People who are putting stuff on?
Absolutely,
Okay, who are using like the name of the cafe or something like that?
Definitely. You want to know who is engaged with your brand, like all the time.
Yeah.
Because those people should be thanked as well. It's basically free advertising for any business. So.
Yeah.
Do you ever hand out bribery so you can get better reviews?
No.
But I suppose that's the thing, like, you're often like, say a hotel pays lots and lots of money to advertise and all this sort of stuff, and then there might be Fred and Mary from Townsville that no one's ever met who stayed at the hotel that give it a good review or a bad review, and people go, they're more inclined to believe Fred and Mary from Townsville who they've never met and who may not even exist.
Absolutely,
The independent authority.
Exactly, someone they go, well, So that's the power of word of mouth, isn't it?
Definitely, it's very authoritative.
So Facebook's the behemoth in social media, and of course, to some degree, that I guess they include Instagram and things like that. But is there much use of some of the less commonly used social media? Like, do businesses in Newcastle use Twitter for their marketing very much? Or?
Yeah, I think each platform has a different purpose. So it just depends on the business and what they want to use it for. Like, I wouldn't recommend to anyone that they should be across every single platform because that's really unreasonable. But yeah, it's becoming more popular, particularly in the younger generations, that they're looking towards other platforms than Facebook.
Yeah.
So things like Snapchat, it's becoming popular, Periscope, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I find, like, I use Twitter, and I use it more to find people that I can collaborate with rather than find clients for my business. So
Or following brands and TV shows.
So which ones do you use for your business? What?
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And how much time do you spend on that, like, promoting your own, marketing your own business? What's the sort of, do you do, like, have a schedule where you do it for a certain period of time? Do you block time off, or is it just as the need arises? What do you do?
My clients always come first.
Yep.
So they're my priority. But obviously I do allocate a small amount of time to do things for myself. I couldn't tell you a time period because it's different for every week, and it depends if I'm running a campaign. So at the moment I'm running a campaign, an advertising campaign through Facebook and Instagram for a workshop that I'm holding. So that has involved a little bit more time and planning and that sort of thing.
So you're doing Open Uni. How much time does that take up, and what sort of things you're doing there?
Definitely. So I guess Open Uni is a little bit different to going to uni face-to-face. So studying by distance education through this course that I'm taking, it's comprised of 4 study terms a year, so it's not semesters.
Okay.
So I usually allocate a few hours a week to just do the coursework and assessments.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's very manageable.
Just sort of
one
subject
flexible.
At a time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And do you have to go to residential schools at all, or is it all just you send in assignments and you can ring the lecturer up or have a Skype chat or whatever?
It's 100% online. Yeah. I do usually have an exam at the end of each study term or study period.
Yep.
So it's usually 2 or 3 hours and it's just held at a site in Newcastle somewhere.
Yeah. And have you found that you've been able to cross back over between, say, the study and your practical work, and you've applied things both ways? Like, you've learnt something, you're like, that's spouted out of your mouth one day with a client conversation.
Absolutely,
or,
yeah.
Did you a better use of it?
Definitely. It's definitely a good marriage. In saying that, I couldn't just leave my uni degree and do what I'm doing now. Like, that's taken a lot of research and, I was probably in the planning phase for probably, 12 months before I really started this, just like researching, getting up to date with things, because uni, it's very theory based.
So you've done, let's call it specialist training of becoming like social media expert alongside of getting good sort of foundational knowledge of marketing and business. And
what came first, the business or the Open Uni course?
The Open Uni course.
So you're doing that, and then you thought, look, there's a business here. I've done it with a cafe, and I've done it with some other places, and I'm doing it for myself, and I'm familiar with these things. So how did you get your first clients? Did that sort of come about?
The second client. We know the first client.
Yeah, we know
the
first
client.
Second client. How did you get the second client?
Second client.
Just speaking with people.
Yeah.
And I found that once I speak to people and I work with them, and they can see what I do, because it's a little bit unknown. People ask me all the time, what do you actually do?
Sit
on Facebook all day.
Yeah. One would think. But as soon as you can demonstrate some value or help someone, they're quite eager to refer you just because they've placed their trust in you, you've delivered, and that's how I've got a lot of my clients so far.
You need to have quite a direct relationship with the business if you're going to do this, right?
Like,
I still have a skeptical layer of observation of a lot of social media management because, and I think this is not unfair, that there's a lot of social media management that is either reposting memes or cat videos or like inspirational quote, like someone will, get a photo of the beach and they'll say, the world is amazing, and they'll stick that on Facebook and that'll be their thing for that business for the day, which to me, that probably worked 5 years ago, but actually now is just rubbish and it's not going to engage anybody. And so you do have to be quite personalised in your approach to the business, which means being like close to them, like, well, not necessarily physically close, but like interacting with them regularly, going, how are you going, what food is different, or what are you doing different, what are your customers saying, like. So how do you maintain that closeness without having to be in the business every afternoon sort of thing? And maintain that personal voice as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always a phone call away. So all of my clients know that if they call me, it doesn't matter if I don't see their message until 7 o'clock at night, I will call them back because I don't know how important it is. Also, I allocate a meeting per month with all of my clients. So as well as those little ad hoc things that they might think of, we allocate that time so that we can go through the performance and how things are going, but also if there's anything happening in the business.
Opportunities in the wider industry they're in.
Absolutely,
and so that's an hour or two or something.
Yeah.
So, and that's a discovery of what might happen next month, and you say, looks like you're going to have St. Patrick's Day specials. Okay, what can we do around that?
Yep.
Or, there's going to be some markets in the main street. Well, how are we going to do it? Is that?
Yep.
So you come to the table with ideas and what you kind of observe is
relevant in
the zeitgeist around the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And also identifying people that may have reached out to them on social media and how they can build a relationship with those people as well.
So you actually kind of pull up their their Facebook page on your iPad or something and go, well, let's talk about all these people who are commenting.
Isn't it?
Like as practical as that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And what about measurement from the measuring side? How do you, what are some of the metrics you use measuring the success?
It's worked or it's worth it,
I actually have a couple of software programs that measure the like demographics, the engagement rates, that sort of thing. So engagement's really important, particularly on Facebook, because that will determine the reach of your other posts. So I can't tell you how many programs I have, but data analysis is something that I love. And I think it's something that might differentiate me a little bit as well from other people, just because I like to see results. And I know if I'm getting the results for my clients, they're going to be happy.
Well, and they'll keep paying the bill too, right?
Absolutely.
Like, there is a certain amount of faith and trust that someone can give in you, and they go, well, and she knows what she's doing. It looks like she knows. We'll trust her for 6 months.
Yeah.
Or what? There'll be some period of time of like, okay, we know that's going to cost this much, and we'll put on blind faith for this period. But if you can say to them, well, you're, and I guess that means they've got to feed back some data back to you too, like, oh, well, our bookings have increased by a certain amount, or you know, our foot traffic's increased, or we've sold 15,000 more coffees than we did this time last year, or something.
Definitely. And I encourage my clients as well to pass along surveys or just ask people, how did you find out about us? Because I'm finding that a lot of them have found, well, not a lot, but there have been an increased amount being found on social media.
So, and that's interesting. So you're helping them, which I think is another thing that probably, well, many marketers might miss, is helping the business work out how to work out if it's working. You're saying, ah, let's do a survey, or let's count how many coffee cups you sold, or like on a practical level, because if you say to your restaurateur, so how's it going? And they're like, oh, well, there's money in the bank, and that's, seem to be busy, like, but you're giving them some some tools or some confidence to actually work out, like be, to sort of critique you in a way.
Definitely.
So is it, what, apart from like surveys, like in your, obviously you get some metrics out of Facebook and Instagram, it says, you know, engagement and likes and things like that. What are in business practical things that you put in place sometimes?
I guess the surveys and just the verbal asking people where they come from. But my clients vary a lot, so I don't really have one overarching strategy that I use for all of them. So I have a cafe that I work with. I have a kayak distribution retailer.
Totally different again.
There's
one thing you can't do when you're paddling a kayak is drink a coffee. So then,
so you're coaching them on, so, well, in a sense, sort of marketing fundamentals a little bit as well. And I guess, of course, you'd be using Facebook pixel tracking and things like that. But, you know, I think that's a, if that's something you're doing regularly, I think that's, again, another interesting differentiator. It's not just like, I'm going to do a bunch of Facebook posts for you and stick pictures
back
on Instagram.
Well,
let's actually work out, oh, well, for the 4 weeks of effort I put in, which obviously you've been paid for, and Facebook posts, and hey, it looks like we've increased the amount of number of kayaks you've sold by 10%
or
something. Like, it comes down to being really practical.
Or, you know, getting more in traffic to your website, or more calls, or more bookings, or whatever. So do you do much with like boosting Facebook posts and Facebook advertising and those things?
So what's the key to boosting Facebook posts? How do you how do you know how much money to spend and whether it's going to work or not?
That is different for every business everywhere. And it depends on how it's being played in the strategy as well. So if you're looking to generate leads or traffic to your website, boosting a Facebook post may not be the best way to go. There are so many different advertising tools. It just depends on what you are hoping to achieve out of
So people often think about boosting. Facebook make it very obvious that you can boost a post. What are some good candidate situations, like say your event promotion? I guess that lends itself to being post boosted, or where you know there's a likely outcome, as opposed to boosting a post about how you've just got your car sign written or something. Like, what give us some criteria to look at.
Okay. So if you're purely just trying to create awareness, boosting a post might be a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't do it for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So the criteria would be people that have liked your page and possibly even friends that have liked your page.
Yeah.
Because when it comes up on another person's page that may not have heard of you before, it says XYZ likes this page.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So there's already that authority. It's basically a recommendation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
So that's really good.
So that's re-engaging people who have interacted in the past,
yep,
but of course you're nowhere in their feed, so you're boosting to be seen by them again.
Definitely. So yep, if you're not getting the organic reach that you want, so your post might have reached 400 people,
yep,
but you've got a 3,000 page following, like that's how many people have liked your page.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that up.
Yeah, yeah, it would be recommended to do something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. No, that's good. So with Rumble, what's your sort of plan for the future? Is it like global domination, or is it are you going to just stick around local? And
yeah,
what's your sort of plan? Are you looking to grow and, you know, move it sort of bigger than it is now, or
yeah,
is it just get through your course and see what happens?
Yeah, well, I definitely have a plan.
Yeah.
It's not world domination or anything,
yep,
to that extent.
Yeah.
I definitely want to stay local because
yeah,
I can see the value in what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose of my business, to
yeah,
help local businesses.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Mm. No, that's good. So you'll be coming to the Beach Business Breakfast for a long time to come, which is fantastic. So,
yeah,
no, well, that's great, Emily. So, thanks for that. Oh, probably our last question is, what's the best bit of business advice you've ever
yeah,
been given?
Yeah, what's the best business advice your lecturers have given you?
Yeah, or like just
sorry,
or
can we just stop for a second?
Yeah,
so,
sure. Jeremy can edit that bit out.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah, yeah,
I thought you were finishing up. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah, so just,
but that's
yeah,
all right.
That's right. We can edit that bit
yeah,
out.
While we're watching whales.
Yeah. Is there any there yet or not? I haven't seen any in the
no,
reflection. A few boats,
no,
but that's
they've gone quiet.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, what's the best bit of business advice you've ever been given?
All organisations start with the why.
Yeah.
But those who keep the why are the great ones, really.
Yeah. It's stay true to the purpose.
Yeah,
and, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
No, it's cool. So yeah, just thanks to Emily. That was fantastic. So yeah, Emily ran a workshop for the Beach Business Breakfast members and then did a... had an offer of free consultation, was
yep,
knocked over in the rush, which was really, really good. So, yeah, so just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month. Rain, hail or shine, $10 gets you great networking. Yeah, spend an hour, hour and a half with some people that want to help you grow your business. So if that's what you're after, come along and tell all your friends. So thanks again, Emily. Have a great
day.
And
thank you.
We'll see you all next time.